PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
Welcome everyone to Off Course, episode 40. I'm your host, Dan Edwards, aka Canadan Golf on Twitter. Still not really plugging Instagram because I just don't use it, but you can more than welcome to follow me there on Twitter as well as Off Course THP. With me today for his second time, starting to become a regular here on the show, is THP staff writer James Miles. You can find him on Twitter at jman_THP. Mr. James, my good friend, longtime friend, decades long at this point. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
So it's Wednesday. We're recording on a Wednesday of THP Showcase Week. I've done these trips before, so we're technically on location, which is fun, here at the THP HQ. I've done trips before where I've hit hundreds of swings. I don't know why I do this to myself, but it is January, and I'm from Ohio. I live in Ohio. I always say I live in Ohio. So I haven't played in a month and a half. So the long answer to the obvious question here is I am sore. How are you?
Well, that was the best part about that. I think it was a reaction to ask you that question because yeah. I witnessed how you're doing.
You see the agony on my face. however, I will do a marginal slight pat on back for this showcase because I've done relatively well on the iron perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Hit in the middle of the face a little bit, hit in the middle of the range a little bit. THP, the tech studio still doesn't have a hole in one. I am actively trying to manipulate that statistic to be one, but so far not very successful. I do want to give a shout out to another staff member who's here, Jeremy. JD Talks on the forum. He actually popped one out of the hole.
It was in and out. Yeah, it hit the flagstick, right?
It hit the flagstick. I don't think it did.
Did it not?
I think it was a clean pop. Yeah, you know that plastic that wraps around the cup? I think he hit that.
I think I was too busy like geeking out whenever I saw it happen because I thought we finally had one.
And being the nerds that we are, we hit replay, and then we hit replay again, and we hit replay again, and I think I saw him sobbing, so I stopped doing it. but it's been a blast. My favorite part about coming to places like this, we did Club Champion last year for Range Days. You were with me there.
Mm-hmm.
I am such a nerd when it comes to golf equipment, and I'm the guy who always says, once there's a product that makes no sense to my brain, that's when the companies have really got me. This year, based on some of the things we've seen, and now some of the things we've hit, there is an awful lot of that going on in the industry. James, you are seeing some of the things for the first time as well, not to mention writing about some product and seeing that for the first time. Is there anything that stands out to you right out of the gate? And I know I'm putting you on the spot here, which is why I'm rambling on to give you time to think about it. What is that one or two product that that you are focused on and thinking that 2021 won't be the same without?
Man, I finally got a chance to hit the whole 921 line whenever Chris was here with us for the showcase. And it's not just because he's there, but like, I've never been a big JPX guy. I've always leaned towards the MP line. And historically, I think in retrospect, that was probably a miss. But what they're doing there. And then I think the other obvious one, I'm going to stick with irons because we've been hitting a lot of irons lately and watching you murder irons repeatedly. The Callaway Apex Pros are, I didn't, we said it last year whenever you and I did Range Days with the Cobra, the King Forge Techs, that they were so different from what we had seen in hollow body irons. And now with the Apex Pros, I'm again saying they're so different than what we've seen from hollow body irons. It's wild.
So I saw the pictures online. I certainly understand what the intent was there. However, up until reading your article, reading some information, some tech information, it was at that point that I realized they were hollow bodies. And again, nice little plug for James here. He does some incredible work there on the Hackers Paradise homepage, some outstanding reviews from him and showcases on some product. So go check him out. Back to the actual product itself, it blows my mind that you could put because we've seen hollow body. We've seen it early on. I mean, I think back to the Cleveland altitudes, which were, you know, that iron that you love to hit, but you'd never put in your bag if you were a player. And you move into, as you mentioned already, King Forge Tech. Super cool concept. We've seen P790. Every company pretty much at this point is trying to do it their own way. What Callaway did that was so different is they compacted that profile into something, and I've been sitting here all week long trying to hit Apex Pro versus Callaway's X-Forge CB irons, thinking that I can weasel my way into a mental gamer for 2021 once I leave for the week. It is impossible because it's so exciting what they're doing. As much as I adore X-Forge CB, I feel like I'd be missing out to not take advantage of a tech story like that in Apex Pro.
The profile, and I'm not trying to gush, but the profile's absurd. Like, when we see the pictures, and I was, because I did the release for the website, and I got to see things a little bit early and to go over all that. And you see pictures, and it's one thing, but whenever we got here, when we got here Sunday, I mean, it was one of the first ones that I grabbed that I wanted to look at, because pictures are one thing, and you know, people on the internet love it, hate it, judge it before they ever see it. So you want to see it for yourself, and the profile's absurd.
Yeah.
I tip of the cap to Doc Hawk and company, right? I mean, it's something different. And the fact that we're seeing, and it's not the only thing that's different that we're seeing on the market right now. Like, the stuff that's coming, the amount of tech into them is, I mean, I thought last year was good. And then the COVID thing happens and you think, well, maybe there'll be kind of a lax and a lull, but no, there's no lull. There's no lull.
You know, it's funny about Apex Pro, and I've had a thread up on THP getting tormented by THP members of the community over the last 2 months about, James just raised his hand because he knows he's at fault here. I wanted to have a little fun and say, predict my 2021 gamers, and a large majority of people, while they might have selected something different in the options from the list, they all want me to play Blades. And I think there's a nice compromise between the two. And James, now that we're halfway through the week, you know what I can do. You've seen my ability with those two options. And we're just going to focus on those two right now, because Strixon ZX7 was... Mm. I hit it again this afternoon. Mm. I was like, oh no, I don't need more options here. And I'm super excited to see, from a Mizuno's perspective, if they refresh the MP lineup coming up here. It seems like it's the right time to expect it, because the MB is what you desperately wanted me to play based on range days last year. But if we had to limit it to Callaway and I had to pick an iron tomorrow, what's it going to be for me?
X-Forged
CB, despite the Apex Pros. Tell everyone why, because you've been goading me back and forth, and it's mostly been Blade. Okay. So at this point, you're not even saying MP20 anymore.
No.
Which was pretty much your go-to.
I mean, you're not getting any younger, so if the Blade thing's going to happen, then the Blade thing should happen. But numbers-wise, and if you guys follow along with the showcase and the things that went on and then the stuff that's still out there, you'll see some of it. But numbers-wise, they're honestly really close.
Yeah.
So tight. I say the X's, but reality is they're kind of interchangeable for what you're getting numbers-wise. The better part is, I think we're also narrowing down on a shaft selection, which was kind of a surprising thing, because you're very particular about your Tour Vs.
So KBS Tour V, I mean, that was kind of the unicorn shaft that came into my life a couple years ago, and I can't really step away from it. We had Keenan here with True Temper and Project X, and he was rather aggressively encouraging the IO, which actually I've been doing to him right back. So I hit IO and I hit LS, and I'm super impressed at how friendly they are.
Yes.
Based on the fact that they do have a lot of presentation qualities from a design element that supports that sort of Project X inline. And based on what I got from my fittings, I need to be in that realm. I'm really thinking that IO in a hard-stepped 6.0 might be the gamer.
That's hard to argue with. Like, and that's a whole other, like, we could go down the rabbit hole on all those things, because like, I'm one that's also been fit into PX several times, but they want, like, the regular PX makes my arms want to explode. Yeah. And these,
both arms explode.
And both of these shafts are, I mean, the benefits and the things that you want to see from a lot of that, but without breaking my body and my soul at the same time, which is always a win. So, but it's been fun. It's been fun to watch you kind of go go down the tube and see what works, because I love to tease you, but the reality is I think there's three or four legit options out there.
Mentally that destructive is what I've decided.
Well, I think that's fair.
I leave here for the evening, it's putty in my brain. So that's an unfortunate reality. I want to swing this back over to you because there are two additional elements from the Apex lineup that have impressed us. I was blown away at the quality of the Apex, and I mean, this is obviously not a new iteration for them. It's a lineup that's had incredible success for Callaway, but they've also incorporated a club that is way more friendly for that higher handicap player who wants to be a part of the Apex lineup, but maybe in the past didn't see the same sort of benefits from a forgiveness standpoint. Apex versus Apex DCB.
DCB, yeah.
What are you seeing there that's unique, and would you put either one in the bag for yourself?
I mean, you were there and saw what I did with a DCB long iron last night with a 6-iron that I was trying to hit 180
yards.
Was
that you or was that the hot chicken?
That was pre-hot chicken.
Okay.
I hadn't had to suffer through hot chicken yet. True. Which we're going to get to, I assume.
Yep, it's on the list.
But yeah, no, that was a DCB 6-iron that I just figured, oh, this will be, you know, playing off my Apex numbers, because I played Apex in the past.
Mm-hmm. You sure
and,
did.
And like, it was kind of absurd what ended up happening with it. And the ball flight is a little bit easier. Yeah, the spin's lower, but with the ease of elevating them, it's fun to see, because for Callaway to take something like the Apex lineup that they have, I mean, that's their baby, right? Whenever it comes to irons, that's their baby. So for them to expand it, it's not done lightly. But I think it's cool that they brought in this whole other demographic. For me, I think I would lean regular Apex just based on looks into the lower irons, but with the possibility of all these combos, I mean, a DCB and a long iron would be pretty fun.
Yeah, and truth be told, based on the sound quality between the two, you could blend the ever-living heck out of those things and not really notice a difference. And I'm sure a lot of you guys out there who are listening, considering your 2021 options, are already thinking, how can I blend? Now, we're not going to go too much more into Apex because we've got a lot to cover. But I do know that based on the time we had with Vosh here, based on your swings, there's another iron set that you've kind of become smitten with. I want to unpack that a little bit because people out there want to know what you're playing.
Man, the 921 Forged are making a huge case as far as being an iron that does a little bit of everything that I want them to. The profile is good. The addition into chromoly and a forged iron is technologically wild. I'm a lower spin guy by nature with irons, so the fact that Mizuno focuses so much on maintaining spin and feel, it helps into that. I mean, typically I would lean towards a more player's profile because of the spin aspect of it, but those and what I've seen have done a lot of favorable things. It's been fun.
So not to mention they are outfitted presently in the tech studio with a spectacular set of custom recoil proto 95 shafts that were done last year for an event we had. They look insane and makes it even more fun to hit, because looking down at that is it's really fun to see what they're doing.
They are pretty ridiculous, like in a good way. Like it's wild how slick they look.
Do you want to redirect a little bit and not talk about us, talk about someone else?
Sure. Who should we talk about?
So Jeremy, JD Talks, came in for the week. He's not been on a lot of THP video. He's not been present for a lot of these swing videos we've been subjected to over the last couple years, James. He came in and has become the driver savant of the group.
He's the driver aficionado now.
This man is peppering clubs. And not only that, he is redefining my perspective on what is available for consumers in 2021. Because, I mean, we just got off a live stream with Tour Edge. Mm-hmm. And he was hitting the E-series, I believe. It was the E. At an unbelievable price point.
Yeah.
Making it sound incredible. And just putting great numbers down, but that might not be the biggest story for him.
No, but we can't really say anything about the biggest story for him, can we?
You will keep an eye out on THP TV as well as the THP homepage to know that there is something coming that he fit into like a glove.
Yeah, I will say this. I am a reviewer geek, and I am a high school golf coach geek, and is nothing as exciting as watching somebody get a club that it just does something else performance-wise. Like, I mean, I'm not even talking long-term fit, whatever else like that. I'm talking in that moment and whatever else goes on. And while we were recording, it was hard for me to keep my mouth shut and not just be giddy for Jeremy. And let alone, he couldn't make eye contact with either you or I, because he knew if he did, he was going to lose it.
We were running out of gigabytes of storage at that point, so thank goodness you kept your composure. I think he barely did as well, but, you know, it's fun, and I... This is the kind of thing I live for, is to see other people get excited about product that might not fit my game, or maybe it does, and we have a share, a common experience there. But this is the type of thing that I look for when I get onto the THP community and onto Twitter. So if you guys are tagging me, please let me know what gamer driver you're super excited to play this year. And let J-Man know too, because I mean, he's got experience with a lot of the product. He'll be looking for one for himself as well. So it'll be fun, but I just kind of want to circle around and say there are some great sounding and great performing drivers this year. I did not expect it. I thought it was the year of the iron.
We've kind of bounced back and forth, like the year for this, the year for that. This year, it's kind of everything. Now there's a couple out there that I'm not a big fan of the sound of, but
the sound is that's fine.
It's personal. It's personal, so. But I would say the vast majority, they're going to be people that have a hard time finding anything to complain about. And that's awesome, because that means more options, more viable options for people.
So we're going to take a little bit of a turn here.
Mm-mm.
And it's going to look decent for me and spicy for you. Are you okay for it?
I have nightmares.
Yeah. So we have two completed contests against OEMs in the THP Tech Studio. Myself went up against Chris Voschall from Mizuno on, what was that, Monday night?
That was Monday.
And after the Vosh by a Million started trending on Twitter, as it turns out, it was Vosh by less than one and less than zero, because I actually beat him, which I believe in turn means I beat at least Keith Mitchell on at least a couple holes. He put up a good fight against him. So I'm holding that one. And then the following night, and thank goodness this was the second night, because clearly we got bored of the idea of just a basic competition, because when Keenan came in, from Project X True Temper, the stakes were upped aggressively. It was a par 3 contest, and anytime you missed the green or were further away from the hole than your opponent, you had to down a piece of extremely scary looking chicken from, what was the place called? Do you remember?
Oh, I can't even remember the name of it right now.
You can't remember much from yesterday.
Chicken was black.
Yeah.
So
it was gnarly.
Keenan, I love Keenan. Keenan is the only Texas fan on the planet that I will admit to actually caring about. So whenever he came up with the crazy idea of, hey, let's get the hottest piece of chicken that they have and whoever misses a green, I wasn't going to back off of that, because we have this OU Texas thing that goes on with it. But it ended poorly for me.
So here's what I noticed, because I watched you hit for a day and a half leading into this. And I'm pretty familiar with your numbers at this point. You were so fired up to get another win, another one in the win column for THP, that you airmailed two greens of the four.
So there's a little controversy, because on the first hole, mine was set at 180 and Keenan got to hit from 162. But either way, I hit a DCB 6-iron 200 yards carry, so it didn't really matter. But it was over the flag.
It was, and that's the one thing I wanted to make very clear. The performance was there. It was a laser beam that never, ever left the hole until it sailed it by a very strong margin. I'll tell you what, man. I had a great time having an opinion, a hot opinion, as in a hot mic'd opinion, during that. You had a hot mouth. Keenan had a hot mouth. And I didn't have to eat any of it. So it was great for me.
It was
me.
A win for you.
The only thing that I struggle with is we're now not undefeated anymore.
Oh, sorry.
So I think I might have to take that out on you tonight. Obviously, you folks will be digesting this ideally a couple days after, but James and I will be going head-to-head tonight, so we'll see if our friendship can hang on over the course of that process. We're going to be hitting some Strixon product. I'm super excited to hit the ZX7s again. What a fun design element change for them. A little cleaner, mm-hmm. A little sharper lines. And yep. I mean, they're doing great things over there, doing it their own way, which I keep saying is super cool. and we'll have them. If you guys don't catch it live, it's we'll have them in a live stream doing some video content with them on Friday, which is actually the same day this will be releasing. So
they're beautiful irons, and it seems like we're not the only people who think so.
That's true. There's a lot of talk.
Should we address the thing that's going on out there?
Oh, that guy who wears the shoes, the guy with the tags on
him? He's won some stuff for something.
I saw something about, like, he has statues in his house that look an awful lot like major trophies.
Yeah, I think so. They may be are they replicas? They're not replicas.
I haven't spent much time on golf Twitter, as I like to call it. But the information that's circling around is Brooks Koepka has an awful lot of Strixon product in his bag. Do you know anything more than that, James?
That's all I know. I know prior to us coming in here, I stopped and kind of tried to peek around, and apparently very smitten with the Strixon.
That's a big deal. Uncontracted player.
Uncontracted.
I haven't seen anything that would suggest a signing. And normally they keep that pretty low key until there is a signing. Maybe this is a little bit of a different year for the golf industry, because there are guys like Brooks out there that are looking for something that works for their bag, and he's clearly thinks that Strixon's going to take him to that next level.
I mean, you can't help but wonder, like, we know where the money is in the game now. So are we going to see more of the free agent go that way and do everything else? I mean, the fact that we haven't had a whole lot of time to dive into it, but apparently there's head covers in the bag too and everything. And it's not just a here or there thing, a club or so like we see sometimes, but like it's something else. And I think it's got to be the trend. It has to be the trend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the modern era of the PGA game?
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the ball is a very polarizing product to have in a player's bag because it's so visible. I think irons are difficult, wedges are difficult. Not to mention the style of product they're using is definitely not of the masses. Mm-hmm. So it changes very little about what we play individually unless we're very, very strong players. When it comes down to things like the ball, which you see, and especially when the TV coverage gets a little fancy, I mean, that there's definitely good value there. But at the same time, it doesn't seem like that traditional profile anymore where you expect to have a sponsor, you expect to do this, you expect to do that. That just doesn't seem to be the norm anymore. And if it is, maybe it's changing.
Well, that's what I mean. It has to come back to money. That's all. I'm not meaning to be stuck on that, but the reality is these guys are making a better living now than they ever thought about in the past, in the era of, you know, you and I are both Arnie freaks as far as everything that the King did and then what sponsorships meant even in that era. And we go back and we listen to the stories of what those guys did and either establishing club companies or committing to club companies and being the face of it. And now, yeah, you still identify some guys with their companies and their contracts, but it sure seems like there's a lot more options. There's a lot more free space for guys to go pick what works, and maybe that means more winning. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I'm really curious. I think the next 2 years or so are going to be really telling for what happens there.
So we talked a little bit about, because I'm going to go right back on you and pepper you.
Oh,
last time you were on the show, you said something about 200 rounds last year, which makes absolutely no sense to me. At this point, you have.
Are we counting sim rounds?
No.
Okay.
You have half of January in the books in 2021. What's the number going to be by December 31st of this year?
Well, I've got 12 in right now. So there's already 12 rounds in.
I hate them as much as you do, folks.
I don't. I mean, let's be real. 250 is going to be tough.
Well, yeah.
250 will be tough, but I still feel good about the 250 number.
Okay. We also talked a little bit about one length.
Yeah.
Now that you've hit Forged and you know what's there...
I'm so mental.
No way.
I do. I like, and to be fair, the some of the one links that we have here are like 8.5 iron length, and that makes it more difficult to sit behind it. But I just mentally, the comfort thing for me, the technology makes sense. I've watched other people hit them extremely well and hit the numbers and the gaps, but I don't know that long term I can really lean on that. I don't know.
So that's going to be a no for 2021.
I think so. There's things brewing as well. So, I mean, yeah.
Do I win or lose the bet there?
Well, you're not playing muscle backs.
They're muscle-y.
They're not muscle backs.
I mean, you say, yeah. I guess we both win.
It's a push. It's a push,
it's
right?
It's a positive push.
It's a positive push. I like push. That. We also got to try a lot of gear.
We also talked mallets the last time. Is the mallet thing happening?
Every round I played this year has been with a mallet.
Is that going to continue?
I think so.
I have a new challenge for you.
Okay.
Outside of your role on THP, which is writer extraordinaire, do you think you could play one single mallet outside of what you review?
Starting when?
Whenever.
Outside of what I review, yes.
Let's call it yesterday.
Okay.
So we're in there?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I'll not change my putter this year.
Oh, shocker.
Because it's a good one. and my bag is definitely not set, so I want to have you back on to joke around when I finally solidify my bag. There's a couple things I know that should be in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple things I know will be in there. But I am definitely not solidified myself. What one thing I really want to address, and we are going to keep the show a little bit short this week for two reasons. Number one, there's so much going on that we don't want to miss a thing. And also our dinner's getting cold and I've dragged James into a bedroom, a side room when I said bedroom, that sounds terrible.
Whoa.
A side room at HQ in order to lock him in. He's fired up right now, folks. And that's the James that I need you guys to see. So one thing that happened this week while we're down here is Travis Matthew actually hooked us up with
yes.
some apparel. A couple polos, a couple pairs of pants, quarter zip, and some outerwear, and a couple hats.
Some hats, yeah.
I am blown away, James, by the quality of the product they gave. And it seems like every time I read something about Trav, they're just getting better and better. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think it's totally fair. The materials, and I've had Travis before. Like their hats have always been one of my favorite with the way they fit my head, but the way the material, especially like the ones that have blown me away more than anything, have been the pants and the tech material in the pants. It's wild, but it's all just it's so good and the quality is so good and the styles work. Like they get what the trend is right now. They're on top of it, which you would expect.
So I really like the lighter profile. I know they're more of a California-based company, and you have that sort of conversion between the two, and you get that California climate profile. The outerwear piece that I got is a quarter zip that's super light, and I can already think of at least 5 months with which they will be basically glued to my back when I play golf, and I'm so excited for that. So if you guys aren't familiar, if you folks aren't familiar with Travis Matthew out there, I'd love for you to go take a look. If you want to tell me what you like or don't like from their lineup, that's cool. Cause I'm kind of smitten. I think the pants, I got to get a little less doughy to sort those ones out. Cause I'm January doughy. I'm holding that one, but, yeah, the whole lineup impressed me. What one other thing, James, are you taking out of this week that you didn't have that perspective of prior to starting it?
Other than the THP Tech Studio is incredible. Do I have to go beyond that? Are we talking gear?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think for those who are familiar with THP TV, there's an awful lot going on, providing in-depth interviews with folks from the industry, showcasing the product as it comes out for you on our YouTube and homepage. But I think now that we have you here, what's your perspective? The sky feels like the limit at this point.
I think
we can bring.
I think that is the fairest statement of all. The potential and the options are literally limitless for some of the stuff that we can come up with and we can provide for the people. And that's exciting. That's more exciting than anything else.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today, James. I want to thank you for coming on once again. I'd hate to call you a regular at this point, but you're basically a regular, so get used to it. I hope everyone out there enjoys THP's showcase this week and the coverage we're providing to you, the in-depth interviews. Once again, with the folks from the industry answering all your questions live, if you had a chance to be a part of it. If not, there's a ton of content out there that you can digest at your own speed. And we'll be back next week. James, thanks for being here, man.
Absolutely. My pleasure. This is a lot of fun, always.
I figure by the next time we talk, you'll have played 47 rounds, which is cruel. Anyways, if you are playing golf this weekend, I hope you do play well and enjoy it out there.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.